Our game plan going in was to try to run the football, establish the run early. Obviously, we didn't do that in the first half. I think our average third down distance in the first half was 3rd and 9. And obviously, we got to improve in that area to be the type of football team we want to be. Did not do a very good job offensively. I thought defensively they did enough to keep us in the game. And we had some opportunities in the second half on offense and just weren't able to move the football like we thought we'd be able to do. So credit to them. They've done a good job with the rushing defense, about 3.7 yards per carry. But obviously very embarrassing to go out there and run the football the way we did. When Michael Pittman went down, obviously we kind of went to a little bit different game plan early in the second quarter, and we did that by necessity. No, they've been playing pretty consistent all year with what they do. You know, that 3-4 scheme, they don't change things up. They change their coverages, but they just have done a good job and obviously much better than we did today. Pardon me? Well, Peyton's done a good job. Obviously, he's very skilled, a fullback. He made a couple big plays today. You could see that. He's got a lot of ability. He's got to get a little bit better in that blocking area to be the type of fullback that'll consistently be the guy at the that we need in the running game. But his passing skills are Pro Bowl material, so hopefully he keeps on improving in that area.
Brandon Marshall didn't see himself today. Was there any reason why they would catch the report?
Well, I think if he catches that one and he gets the stats for that one, I think he probably would have changed your mind. But, I can't really talk specifically. And Brandon Marshall, I'll tell you, take a look at the film.
Did you get that information from the referee?
No, I didn't. They just said, it was passing, offensive pass interference. He pushed him. And, I looked at the replay. It looked like, normal one-on-one coverage. I couldn't tell from the replay. But, you don't get the right call. But, you have... To me, when I looked at it, it looked like you get just normal bump. How did it look to you guys? You guys can't get fined. I can. You guys can give your opinion. Anyway, hey, that's the NFL.
Interception from other majors. Is Jake fighting himself right now?
Well, he tried to make the one on that third down, trying to make the play early, and the other one, he just had a misread. They did a good job in man free. The safety looked like he was going to go with the slant route. He came out. That was for the touchdown. Obviously, he'd like to have those back. And the other one, he's trying to make a play at the end of the game, third down and long. And he's not afraid to, throw it up. And, sometimes you're going to be intercepted. I thought he made a couple great throws at the end of the game. And to get us back in it, maybe an onside kick. And it was close. But obviously, we didn't get it done. MCL right now. I can't give you a time frame, but it'll be a little while. Same thing, that neck, stinger. That's why he didn't come back. It's an ongoing injury, so, that's not good. When you get a chance, we got in a situation where we had Andre Hall missed, a couple of practices, and we felt a little bit better on Friday. I'm glad we did suit him up because he was able to go in there for Pittman in our passing situations. Ryan's not quite ready for that yet, but I thought for his first day, he got some experience, and hopefully he just keeps on getting better. I really don't know yet. I just saw what you saw.
Mike, how worried are you about injuries in the short term?
Well, obviously you're very concerned. But, we'll work on special teams tomorrow, get our game plan together, and, Tuesday will be like a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday practice, so you get really a day of preparation. So, the guys that are healthy will go, and as we know, injuries are going to happen in the National Football League. Guys got to step up and fill in and obviously make some plays. Field goal. Well, to be honest with you, I'm not really sure at that time exactly what Bob had. I'm not sure what defense was on the field at that time. But it looked like Lou had him covered. He did a good job throwing to the back shoulder, made a play right there. And obviously with that screen play. They've got a couple of guys that got hurt in that third and 19. But, hey, you know, except for that last drive, I thought we had a chance to make some plays, get them off the field, get a chance for our offense to, you know, make a play or two and win the game. And unfortunately, they did a good job making a few big plays at the end of the game. No.
Are you satisfied with the attitude number?
Yeah, I thought we had some excellent effort out there today. I thought we got a little tired with the receivers, you know, there in that fourth quarter. You know, we were dead going up and down the field. But, you know, we were working up, improving our rush defense. You know, we champ out of the game. You know, we rolled a lot to, again, to his side. Worked early. They did a good job getting some plays on the outside in the second half. And we were close, but obviously didn't get it done. But I thought an improvement in that rush area. We knew they were going to run the football on us, especially after the last four games. And I thought, for the most part, we stepped up and made some plays in that area.